birthday scam time. We're going to be the pool guy. We're going to call this woman. I think she's at work and tell her we've done an expensive repair without her permission.
This is Kate.
Hey, Kate, this is Steve with Pools. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm at your house, and I found an issue.
Okay.
I noticed the pressure was way off, and there was apparently an obstruction. Somebody left the basket out of the skimmer. That's how the obstruction got in there, and it clogged it up. The final charge is going to be
$869. $869?
Plus tax.
That is a major expense.
It is, but I had to do a lot of work. Basically,
and
I had to redo
fine,
the whole.
But
I had to redo a whole line of PVC.
But you didn't get authorization from us.
But why would I? I mean, you're going to want that done anyway, right? Why wouldn't you want to fix it?
We may very well have gone ahead and fixed it, but it's incumbent on you to get authorization before you make any kind of repairs.
Look, I'm the pool guy. You know, I make the judgment. That's what I'm licensed to do.
You're the
I'm
pool
licensed
guy.
By the
you
state.
You make the repairs.
To do it.
We're the homeowners. We make the judgment. We make the decision.
It's also sort of your fault for leaving that basket out of the skimmer, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely, it is. But that doesn't mean that you get to make repairs without authorization.
So if maybe you had been more careful with that, none of this would have been needed to be done.
It sounds like maybe if we had a different pool guy, none of this would have needed to be done.
Well, I've always done a great job for you folks.
Yes,
I mean,
you have.
You trust me.
This is, you need to get authorization before doing.
I get that, all right? I heard that the first four times.
Okay.
Hey, you know what I found in there? And this is kind of weird. It looks like somebody's bikini bottoms got sucked in there. And I got all the way to the pump.
Honestly, I don't know who would have been there in a bikini bottom.
Red.
It.
Do you own a red bikini?
Look, there's absolutely no way.
Why are you denying that these are your bikini bottoms?
Because they're not my bikini bottoms. I don't wear bikinis. I wear bathing suits.
What size?
Excuse me?
Well, I want to compare and see who's, you know, because I can see the size
of these.
They're
not my bikini bottoms. That's all you need to know.
Do you wear large?
I don't wear large bikinis.
Are you medium?
Look, that's none of your business, all right? I mean, none of this... You shouldn't have made these repairs on our pool, unauthorized.
All right.
You have no right to ask me about my bikini size. I mean, are you...
How about this? I will waive the cost of the repair if you will let me come over some evening and we'll skinny dip together.
You know what? I'm going to call my husband and that's it. We're done with you guys. I don't ever want to see you on my property or near my house
again. We don't have to touch, but I am allowed to wear my goggles.
You know what? Maybe I should call the police instead of my husband.
Maybe you should call your husband. He had this idea that we should call you and pretend to be the pool guy.
It's Dean and Raj, and it's the birthday scam.
Oh, my God.
This is all Jerry's fault. Don't blame us. He just wants you to have a happy birthday.
You can admit to us now that you do skinny dip. No?
That will forever be a mystery.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
All right. Well, yeah.
Oh, my God. You guys got me.
What is going on outside? It's
foggy, misty, foggy smoggy.
Or I think that's on the window.
Ozone-y. It's ozone-y.
It is a bad air quality day. And don't forget, we have two radio stations you can tune us in on, 107.5 or 106.9, whichever one comes in better.
I'm actually on 106.9 right now, and Dean's on 107.5. We have two separate stations. We're not even in the same studio, but we just simulcast it. People don't. It's very technical. I can't explain it. But
you'll hear Yanny on 106.9 and Laurel on 107.5.
A dongle is used to bridge it.
Yes. What? All right. Let's focus in on giving away this money here in about 12 minutes. We have to call the name. We must get prepared.
We had a winner yesterday at 7 o'clock on our call out.
Yeah.
A gentleman whose name escapes me right now. But...
I have it here. Chris Rustler from Cut and Shoot.
Right. So it could be you coming up at the top of the hour.
Yeah. And if you haven't registered yet for that, go to houstonseagle.com. The mystery movie clip game for tickets to see comedian Patton Oswalt. If you want to play, call now, 713-343-1075. Sun's up. It's going to be hot today, 94 for the high. in the JohnEagleHonda.com Weather Center. It's another bad air quality day. So more of the same. You have a lot going on this weekend, right?
Gonna fish in the morning.
Wow.
Play golf in the afternoon.
Wow.
Then fish again Sunday morning.
Are you going somewhere or is it?
Yeah. Headed out to Matagorda Way.
Okay. You want to say who you're going with?
Well, yeah, I mentioned it the other day with Mike Shaw and a group of guys.
Are you going to go in a Hyundai?
I am not. But I am going to go in a vehicle that I bought from him.
Okay. There you go.
A couple of years ago.
All right, let's bring in our player. This is Harlan from Montgomery. How are you, sir?
If I was any happier, I'd be twins.
All right, let's see if we can make you even happier by setting you up with these tickets to see Patton Oswalt by naming this very difficult movie clip. We're going back on this one.
And we haven't, by the way, pre-played it like we usually do.
Because we think it's so obvious, and if you get the ironic connection...
Now you're setting me up. If I miss it, I'm going to be foolish.
Yeah, basically...
Well, it's tough. You're first caller in. You got to hear through the phone, so you do have an obstacle, but let's see if you can identify it, because we're giving away tickets to see Patton Oswalt.
All right. Here we go.
We're going to hold on to him by the nose, and we're going to kick him in the ass. We're going to kick the hell out of him all the time, and we're going to go through him like crap through a goose.
Name the movie, sir.
Patton.
Patton is correct, because it's Patton Oswalt. Get it?
Got it.
Raj thought of that. That's pretty clever.
We always like to have...
All by yourself?
Yeah, can you believe it? That's why we get the big bucks. All right, so we're going to set you up with the tickets. Hang on, we'll get you information.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. And it's another appearance by the medical miracle known as Bartolo Colon. The 45-year-old pitcher is having a good year for the Rangers, and he's still going strong. And now I know why. He's indestructible. Colon took a 100-mile-an-hour line drive off the bat of Mariners shortstop Gene Segura directly into his big belly and simply laughed it up, picked up the ball, and threw him out.
And let's hope Bartolo Colon is all right. That ball hit hard off of Colon.
This is a rocket back at him.
Yeah, right in the gut. Colon is fine. He just has a bruised colon.
Oh, no.
That's today's Wild Pitch.
It's another tequila sunrise.
I think I need a drink of doodle-doo.
I agree.
Drink of the week time with guest bartender Kelly Ryan. Bring in that cart because Kelly's going to teach us how to make something. We will drink it at the end and vote whether to spit or swallow it, which I think she takes very personally. So.
I do. I'm already upset.
Don't be upset. We haven't even tasted it yet.
All right, so...
What are we making?
In honor of the unofficial kickoff to summer, which in my opinion happens this weekend, we have the Walk to Cure Arthritis.
Right.
And tying that in with what's been going on this week in Hawaii, I used two fruits Hawaiian-inspired. We've got pineapple and mango. So this is the weird part for Dean. I am going to be using some homemade pineapple mango salsa.
Oh, interesting.
In the drink.
Can I get some chips?
Actually, after I made it last night, when I tried it, it was so good I ate the whole bowl and had to make a new, and so yeah, it was fantastic. But I thought too, with barbecues going on, you could put it on fish or, you know, chicken with whatever's left. So the alcohol is vodka, Cointreau, and white tequila. I'm using cilantro vodka, and we're gonna put this in a shaker with some ice.
Interesting.
And I actually want just a little bit of ice. I wash my hands, I promise.
I might make this for Taco Tuesday next week.
Ah, and then it goes from Hawaii to Mexico.
Well, it sounds very with salsa and all that.
Correct. And so in the salsa, it's five ingredients. You've got mangoes, pineapple, both from Hawaii, and then a little strawberry sliced, jalapeno, and where'd my hair
go? Dean, you would go from Don Ho to Juan Ho.
Are you kidding me?
So there goes all of the cilantro vodka, in fact. Okay, that bottle's empty. Now we're going to add, Haas, could you open the Cointreau for me, maybe? It's fresh. We're now putting in the white tequila, and it's equal shots of everything.
So it does have tequila in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a short trip.
All right. after the tequila, we will put in the Cointreau, going top shelf for you guys.
Usually after the tequila comes the nap. Or jail.
It's like a margarita so far, right?
Sort of, yes. All right. So now we're going to put in some pineapple juice. Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Make sure we get it. Yeah. All right. By the way, we're on Facebook Live if you want to watch now or later. So I'm just
don't look at Kelly's arms.
Right, please don't. I haven't worked out in a while. Thanks for calling that out, Raj. Okay, now just a little bit of agave for some sweetness. We don't want to put too much in because we know how Dean doesn't like it too sweet.
You're so... I am in your head so deeply.
Don't cater just to Dean because, you know... He's got his own taste. You make it the way you think it should be done, and we will judge it.
I told her that, but I'm so far in her head now that
you
she can't even...
You are. Constantly. I'm kidding. All right, now we shake. Shake, 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 shake. Don't look at my arm. I'll work out later. Now we are going to pour over... we salted the rims like you would a margarita as well.
Yeah.
And then we're going to pour it over the ice. Then we will add...
I like that. Can I just skip the fruit?
Some of the salsa. No.
Damn it.
It's pouring basically...
It looks margarita-ish.
Yeah, mostly clear, a little cloudy there.
I'm a little worried we might run out.
That's Hoss's, the little one.
Right.
All right. There we go.
Every drop, every last drop out of the shake. This is me at home, wasting no drops.
Right, please, do not waste the alcohol. Now, look at that salsa. And Hoss smelled it earlier, you guys. It really smells great. The cilantro.
You just kind of garnish it on top.
Correct. You're going to just drop it on the top.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Well, we want the flavor of the cilantro.
Do we have straws?
We do not. I forgot the straws.
How are we
going to
get through the salsa?
I am so sorry. Well, here's how you're going to get through it.
I've never seen salsa go into liquid like this,
Salsa
Raj.
Mustache.
So it's the cilantro and the jalapeno that we really want to get that flavor in with the alcohol. And again, that's why I tasted it after I made it. I didn't want it to be too hot or too cilantro-y.
Yeah, we get it. Let's try it.
All right.
Let's pass it along.
Here we go. This is, I have to say, not appealing to look at with this lump of vegetables dumped into it.
All right, here we go.
It's fruit.
Very sweet.
Hey.
Tremendously sweet.
Well, the salt helps knock some of that off. And then once you get down more into the alcohol.
Yeah.
Wow, we could have done without the agave. But it's not bad.
I actually like it.
What I would like you to try now, because again,
I'm getting a hint of the cilantro now. And
yeah, it's starting to kick in the more you drink in.
Yeah, you stir it around, you're getting those other flavors.
Try the salsa on its own.
The salsa is very good.
Thank you.
I would have loved it separately.
Well, you can do it separately for your weekend grilling and whatnot.
You know, if you wanted to muddle up some cilantro and put it in, like you would do a mojito, I think that would be a nice touch. Judging it as it is, I like some of the flavors, but overly sweet for me, so I'm going to have to vote this bit.
I'm going to swallow.
All right.
Mine isn't that sweet. I don't know. I like it. I'm going
to
swallow.
Awesome. I'll swallow two to give us 3-1.
All right. There you go. It's a successful drink of the week. If you want to learn how to make it, we'll post on social media the recipe.